Lecture topic, What is True Love of Allah Ta'ala?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Once Mahazad Wala, Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah SAW rahmatullahi alayhi. He mentioned, and on he mentioned these things too, that you must forget your past. Your past, you must always forget. Do not sit with your past. By you sitting in your past, you won't progress. What you have done in the past, whatever sins you have committed, whatever wrongs you have done, just forget that past. Because when a person sits with the past all the time, there will be sorrow and grief. You do not have hopes at all. So you must always have this, that the past will be forgotten. Don't carry baggages. It will not help you. It will become a barrier for you to progress also. It will affect your namaz, affect your life. You live a life of misery. Everyone went through their past, whether ladies or men. They've been treated in different ways. They've been treated in the past. But they must not sit with that. Once you sit with that, then no, you will not be able to do anything good for you. So as he says, that as past is concerned, do not sorrow and grieve. Says, only concern of your present. Be very, very perfect the present. Be very perfect the present. Present is this much that now in your time now, become very, very conscious of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever you've committed is committed. But now you're so conscious. Being conscious of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala looking at me, let me change my life. Become more closer to Allah Ta'ala. And future Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Allah Ta'ala, he says that you mustn't worry. You do not know whether you see the future too. You won't see the future, you don't know. The future and all you do not see. Concern of your present time, your present life now, this is what you try to improve on. Your daily life, every day, your present time at now, too, you must try to improve on that. That is what you must show concern about. Future, too, you must not worry about. So that is so important that one should keep that in mind for him to get more nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second is, we are being tested in this world to see our love for Allah and Rasulullah is more than other love or not. Until unless you are faced with those conditions or test, and you pass the test, then you can say, I passed the test. Example now. It's very early fajr namaz now, it's getting earlier too. Now is a test for you that you leave that hot bed of yours. Your nafs will tell you to sleep and the rest of it. At that occasion, you take love of Allah over you, or you take love of the bed. If you have taken the love of the bed, and you went against Allah's command, that shows that your love for Allah Ta'ala is not there. No, for Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You will be tested in different ways, like a nikah also. Our nikah will see that the wife will ask you to do certain things, and you know it's against the sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There you'll be tested to see whether you'll pass or not. So in every occasion you'll be tested to see whether you are true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala was told, when he told Yahya, I love you. He said, hey Umar, think very carefully. Think very carefully. Say, Yahya, so I love you. Because the hadith is that the love for Allah and Rasulullah of that kind, more beloved than your parents, your life and everything. So he says, Umar, be careful. He says, I love you. He said, then wait. Then you must be prepared for faqar and faqa, poverty. Because when you got everything, you very love. When you got nothing, then you show your love. He said, prepare for that. Then when Allah gives you everything, you may shukar. When Allah Ta'ala takes away everything, you may sabar. The condition is you still remain the same. That is true love for Allah and Rasulullah. So this way, same thing. If you say you love for Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the time comes to read salah on time, and you do not go to read salah, then tell me what kind of love you have for that. Your businesses, you're supposed to show what is halal and haram. If you don't know according to Allah's command, then what kind of love you have for it? Everything you must look at it, or nikahs you look at it too. Your best friend can invite you to come to a nikah. It's again the sunnah of Nabi Karim, that is, who is more better than Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You will not keep him happy, you will keep Allah happy. In every way of life, that you see your wife too, she must see according to Allah's command, then only that love will come and show. Does not mean you must fight with them, but you must be very kind to them, very good to them. My husband one day, his friend's son got married, he came with some food. Hazrat, he brought some food, I got married. MashaAllah. Hazrat, he never hurts anyone. He doesn't know what it means hurting. He said, MashaAllah, nikah ho gaya. He says, but he says, you know what? Wa gana bajana bhi hoga. He said, how nice he is, sweet. Yeah, he is. And they say, yeah, ji, Hazrat. Jis nikah mein gana bajana ho, Abba ji wo khana nahi khate. You understood? The love for Allah and Rasul of that kind, your best friend who gave his life for you, but not more life than Allah and Rasul. You'll be tested in this ways. You'll come to know for true whether you have true love for Allah. So love for Allah Ta'ala is something else. And this is what we're speaking from last week. The love for Allah Ta'ala. The love of Allah is something that you cannot talk about. Remember one thing. The love of Allah is that if one has the love for Allah Ta'ala and the love for others in this way, that at time you have love for others, Allah's love proves in you that you have love for Allah at that occasion too. At that occasion too. That when you have love for your friend too, at that occasion the love of Allah Ta'ala overtakes everyone loved. Your love for Allah must be present there. If it's not present there, then what will happen? Then you'll follow your nafs. Then you follow your nafs. But at that occasion too, when you're talking to your friend who you love most, at that occasion too, Allah's love is reflected there. It overpowers that other love. To that extent that you make sure that you keep Allah happy. That's what Allah said, أَحَبُّ مِنَ اللَّهِ in the Quran, it says, more beloved than Allah and Rasulullah. You can have everything in this world, but you must not be more beloved than Allah and Rasulullah. Likewise too, when you're talking to someone, if you talk to someone too, if your friend too, at that time he's your friend, but at that occasion, the reflection of Allah must be there all the time. The love of Allah. Then you will not commit any sin too. You will make sure you do everything accordingly too. So, everything goes wrong because we follow our nafs. We forget that true love is for Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu. And once we have love for Allah Ta'ala, and the more love we have for Allah Ta'ala, the more things become easier for you. Everything becomes more easier for you. The more love you have for Allah Ta'ala, the more things become more easier for you. To that extent, it becomes that even the world, the hereafter, to become very easier for you. Everything, all the stages become very easy. Because that is the love that brings it to you. And to that extent, when a person have love for Allah Ta'ala, to that extent, that even at the time, the love is so strong, that the ibadat that he's making, sometimes he loves to make ibadat. He loves to make. You get two kind of people. One is, the person makes ibadat with full of love for Allah in the heart. Allah must give us that. But to another person, he tries his level best not to commit any sin. There's a burden on him. But all that he may suffer, does not commit the sin, and yet he's making namaz. Yet he's making namaz. Yet he does not leave namaz. One is a person, you know, enjoys the namaz. There's a happiness in there, there's joy in there. He goes to the namaz. Very good, alhamdulillah. But another person, he has a burden to read namaz, but he does not leave namaz. He does not leave the namaz. He should continue the namaz. That is all the love of Allah. Everyone's love is different, but just imagine if that person going to the burden and does not commit the sin at all, what reward he's getting? Because it's a real battle for him, sacrifice. You get two types of people. One is a person is always soft. So soft that doesn't get angry at all. Very soft, doesn't get angry at all. That fellow is very good. You know, born soft. But another fellow is very hard, very angry. But he's holding his anger. He makes sure he does not get angry with people. But the reward is different. Just imagine the, what the reward is for this. He gets all the anger in him, but he makes it change himself all the time. I mustn't get angry. I mustn't get angry. I mustn't get angry. Controlling himself. What burden, what he must be going through. But going through that thing, the reward is so good too. So great too. So this is how one upon has to train himself. The training is important in our life, the route to Allah Ta'ala. Training means suluk. Training means suluk. That you're training yourself all the time. You must not be that you must lose yourself. You must have the control of yourself. The training yourself every day, I must meet my Isha for Fajr Namaz. The training must be there all the time. All the time the concern must be there, I must wake up for Fajr Namaz. I must not miss my Fajr Namaz. The pain must be there, why I do not wake up for Fajr Namaz. This is what it's supposed to be. So, so once you become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it becomes so to that extent that every action, every motive that you do, every motion you make to, that you'll be so concerned, you won't commit a sin to. You won't commit. But as I told you, one is a person enjoys, and person does not enjoy. But in these two occasions too, but the person makes sure that he keeps away from sins. The most important thing is to keep away from sins. However, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala is very important. That's how Allah Ta'ala loves insan, especially a mu'min, you do not understand. You'll be surprised how Allah Ta'ala created us as a Muslim, created us as a Muslim in every Muslim home. That shows how Allah Ta'ala loves us so much. Did you ever think like that, that Allah Ta'ala created us as a Muslim in this world, that in a Muslim home, that itself shows that how Allah Ta'ala loves us so much too. And more important that He is created in the Ummah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the most beloved to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And He included us in this Ummah. How much must we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah, we love Allah ta'ala for, Allah loves us so much for that too. That He mentioned in the Quran too, that the iman that you have in you, I love you, if you love me, I love you more too. If you remember me, I remember you too. Allah ta'ala said, you remember me, I remember you too. Allah ta'ala said, if you remember me quietly, I remember you quietly also. If you remember me in a gathering, I remember in a better gathering too. Just imagine this much, Allah ta'ala loves you more even in a better gathering. If in a gathering that you are quietly remembering, Allah Ta'ala says, I also remember you too. Remember. Quietly remember Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala remember you too. Don't think in the early part of the morning, but you're making dua. Allah is remembering you as you remember him too. He woke you up, you're not waking up yourself. So how much he loves you that my bandha must wake up, so I can make you, I can remember him and make, accept his duas too. So that person must understand that everything that Allah Ta'ala is doing is this, that, is that, Allah Ta'ala, our small effort, little effort, what reward He gives us. If you ever think of it, the little effort that we make, what effort do we make? Do we make any effort? There's no effort at all. But for the effort that we are making, the reward is unlimited. So much of reward Allah Ta'ala gives you. What's the meaning of that Allah Ta'ala, I love you, that's why I'm giving you all this kind of thing. There's no such thing as we can compare our love for with Allah Ta'ala. Yes, Allah Ta'ala has been so kind to us. So, and just imagine that person committing a sin. Allah Ta'ala does not even open his sin up in front of everyone. That shows itself that Allah Ta'ala loved that person. Just imagine Allah Ta'ala when a person commits a sin, openly is committed a sin, yet Allah Ta'ala does not disgrace him too. Does not in any way embarrass him too. That shows how much Allah Ta'ala loves you. Did you ever think like that? That I did so much of wrong. Oh Allah, you conceal me in a day of Qiyamah. This is how we're supposed to make dua of that kind. And the best thing is this much, that every night that we are sleeping in early part of the morning, that person waking up is very fortunate. Why is fortunate? Allah Ta'ala says, oh my banda, you're waking up. You ask me and I'll give you whatever you want. You ask for rizq, I'll give you rizq. You ask me for good health, I'll give you good health. You ask me for barakat, I'll give you everything. And look at this much, that if that person does not wake up to, Allah does not get annoyed with him too. Allah Ta'ala then, must I tell you something? You'll be shocked to hear something from me now. That person who makes a thorough intention of night to sleep and to wake up for tahajjud namaz, thorough intention, true sincere intention he makes to wake up for tahajjud namaz, and he does not wake up the whole year to, whole life to, but he made every day thorough intention. And Allah Ta'ala, dear Qabr, you take him now and write in his book that he read in his whole life tahajjud namaz. Just because he made intention of that. Every night, Ya Allah, to wake up for that. Not that you sleep late, you make all the arrangements to sleep, but yet you do not wake up. That's why they say when your eyes open at night, the eyeballs, subhanallah, Say the word Subhanallah. Say Alhamdulillah. If you're thinking of somebody else, when you wake up with that thing, then your eyes open, Subhanallah, oh Allah. You know, you're just saying that thing, that Allah Ta'ala accepts you. In other words, every moment Allah Ta'ala loves you so much. He loves you to give you reward all the time. There's no such thing as from Allah Ta'ala, any kind of thing. That's why they say, you only turn one step, I turn two steps. You run, I grab you. Who is the one to wait for me to be grabbed? You do what you son, come towards me, run towards me, I will run twice or more than that to you. So this is what love is all about. The true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be that no one else's love must overtake that. No one love, the love of Allah ta'ala, your business is concerned, your nikahs are concerned, and the biggest test is Fijr Namaz. Fijr Namaz, you come to know whether you've got true love for Allah ta'ala. That your eyes must open, and that time, no matter what happens, I must read my salah. Must wake up at it. So that person, when he wakes up with Fijr Namaz, with Jamaat, then you must know, inshallah, the barakat of that, the whole day will be something else too. But to, just to show you, the true love, Isra alayhi salam. One person came and told him, I want the love of Allah ta'ala. Isra said, little bit love, eh? Not love. He said, you won't tolerate it. Again, I want the love of Allah ta'ala. Okay, you got the love of Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give it to him. Nabi is making dua. Now the love was so strong in the sense that, after some time when Isa and them to meet him, he is like drowned in Allah's love. You know, drowned? You can kick him and all, he's not even worried to. He's in so much trouble. So Allah Ta'ala told him, oh, Isa, you can do whatever you want to him. He will not even look at you at all. He will not look at him. That love. So that's how Allah Ta'ala loves a person. Likewise, Musa alayhi salam, one person told him, tell Allah Ta'ala, give me his love. Little bit love. Allah Ta'ala gave it to him. When he got the love, he lost his goats. The goat died. After some time, his camel died. He told Musa, tell Allah Ta'ala, I can't, I'm too weak. Take my love away. I don't want love now. I don't want this love because, Ya Allah, I'm taking my animal, I'm too weak, I can't do this. Allah Ta'ala said, oh Musa, when I give my love to someone, I don't take my love again. When I give my love to someone, then I don't take my love again from him. I give my love to him all the time. You understand? So what you learn from here, Allah loves us. Allah wants us to love him too. He's not turning away from him, from us. We are turning away from him. Let's turn towards him. Let's turn towards him. Let us get his love for him. We got Allah's love. We got Nabi Karim's love. We want nothing else more than that. If you got that, you got everything. You got everything. So this is our main object. Our object is how to gain love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a total way of life. Complete way of life. If we got that, we got everything. We haven't got that, we got nothing. So make dua to Allah ta'ala, whatever I have said. Allah ta'ala hame sab ko naseeb farmaye. Wa khudaa alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Wa la aqibata lil muttaqin. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatika. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك النار وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا برحمتك يا رب.